growing a beard. If beard was a sign of wisdom, goats were wise. So goes the saying. But I grew mine out of sheer wisdom. That is, to obviate the wrath and devastation of an unequal kind of the Indian blades upon my cheeks and wherever else it grows. Foreign blades are ever so expensive, so why waste money and your precious time on shaving? Moreover, beard is one thing that naturally comes to man, so let it grow naturally. And even the most fashionable men and sportsmen have recently grown or sported a beard. Kabir Bedi, for example, Brearley, the England captain in the recent past, is another. Some of our own cricketers were wise with beards, at least for some time, and otherwise without them. If you had followed the Sri Lankan tour closely, and Gavaskar is still more so, you would have noticed his beard, and he was always perhaps amongst the runs. And more recently down under, Kohli and Kapil just couldn't cross the border, for Alan had the beard and they were clean shaved. But the LOH, mine, not Proudfoot's, didn't like the idea. By the way, LOH stand for Lady of the House, or maybe Lord of the House. Over these years, she has always been married to a smoothness. So, LOH didn't like the idea. In a few months' time, my beard will be smooth too, I said. Only if you could bear with me and the hostility of the early twigs. One should be able to take the rough with the smooth, you know. She wasn't happy. I had to tell her that most great and religious men had beards. Most crooked characters too, she added. But there's always a world of difference between Prospero's beard on one side and Caliban's on the other, I argued, relying perhaps a bit too much on a disciplining in Shakespeare. She wasn't convinced. And even when I seemed to grow weak in my attempts to win her approval, and at times weaker in my own resolve, especially during the first few weeks of farming the hirsute, it was terrible trying to overcome an entire cline of sensations, tickling to itching to burning. It demanded a lot of courage and finger work. And I had almost decided to buy a new pack of foreign blades, no matter what they cost. But is money compared to conjugal harmony? But then I read Pritish Nandi's interview of Rajneesh. It gave me enough strength to hold on to mine. Rajneesh is so convincing on beards and women. Recently, I read about Desmond Morris, the British ethologist and the author of The Naked Ape. I think that time is running short, and the rest you can read from my book, Naval Ideas, the essay is titled On Growing a Beard. Thank you.